Identities in transition. Who do we want to be? Is there a crisis of identity in today's multi-ethnic societies? And how do young people in Italy and Britain feel about immigration and politicians in their respective countries? These were just some of the questions that were discussed during the past weekend at the annual Pontignano Conference near Siena in Italy. This conference brings together British and Italian politicians, business people, academics, journalists, and other opinion formers. This year, the conference focused on the changing nature of European identities and the key relationships that will shape the future. The participants were presented with the results of a new survey of 2,000 young adults in Britain and Italy that provided an illuminating snapshot of what young people think about the various themes under discussion. Edward Chaplin is the British ambassador to Italy, and he spoke to me shortly before the conference got underway.
I mean, I think it is a fact that there have been many pressures which affect people's sense of national identity. And you can see that quite clearly in the results of the opinion poll that we commissioned amongst young Italians and British, so that the pressures of, for example, massive flows of migration, the pressures of globalisation and other factors have weakened a sense of national identity. And so what the conference is addressing is the question of what is our sense of national identity, both within nation states and both within Europe and Europe's place in the world, and the other themes that flow from that.
When it comes to what is our sense of identity, do you think now we identify more closely with our own country, with Europe, or do you think there's increasingly a globalised feel to people's sense of where they belong now?
Well, I think, again, look at the results of the opinion poll. I think British young people in particular do feel a sense of national identity. The nation state remains for them the fundamental unit of identity. But at the same time, it's interesting to note that they recognise that the problems, the challenges which any government has to face today can't be faced alone by a nation state, but have to be faced at a European level or even in a wider organisation. So I think it's a mixture. And it's exactly what makes it so interesting to debate.
Now, this survey that you carried about among young people in Italy and Britain, it showed that only about 2 to 3% of these young people had a lot of faith in the governments and the political parties. This is a very low percentage. Do you think governments should be worried about this and see it as a wake-up call?
I think it was 2 to 3 out of 10, so 20 to 30% rather than 2 to 3%. Wasn't quite that low, but it is striking that the faith that young people have in political institutions, the traditional ones of political parties and government, and even in some cases trade unions, is a good deal lower than their faith in other institutions such as the armed forces, or in the case of Italy, the presidency of the Republic. I think politicians in both our countries have been worried for a while about this distance opening up between particularly young people and the political process. So yes, I think they are worried about it.
And coming to the question of immigration, both Italy and the UK have seen a fairly consistent rise in recent numbers in the number of immigrants coming to live and work in these two countries. Do you think then this survey bears out the feeling that immigration is a threat to our national identity? But do you think also there could be the fact that there have been, particularly in Italy, some controversial laws passed recently against illegal immigration that many people claim will fuel racism and that will help to encourage a feeling of insecurity and fear when it comes to the immigrant?
Well, I think there are a lot of interesting questions there, and this conference doesn't pretend to find any simple answers. The fact is there aren't any simple answers. I think what the survey shows is that for young British people, the main threat that they see from mass immigration is a threat to jobs, whereas in Italy, in Italian minds, and I think we saw this in the election campaign, unregulated immigration is linked very firmly in people's minds with security, and that has led to the government taking a number of measures. But I think this is a very interesting area, and again, a very interesting topic of debate this year at Pontignano, because there is a dilemma. Both our countries, both our economies need a large flow of immigrants because we both have shrinking populations. But at the same time, we are wrestling with the dilemma of when people come from other countries, other cultures, to what extent should they be encouraged to integrate, or to what extent should we construct our societies in a way which fully respects their different values, religions and identities? That's the interesting dilemma. And as I say, there's no simple answer.
When it comes to the question of religion, of course, there is the fact that very often these immigrants don't share the same religion as the people in the host country. We think about the influx of Muslims. Do you think that tends to make people fear them more because they don't share the same religion? They see them then as more of a threat?
I don't think the survey supports the idea that religion in any respect is a hugely important factor in their feeling of national identity. Religion comes rather low down the list. So I think it's a wider question than religion. It's to do with culture. And the question is, to what extent someone coming from outside should somehow be expected to adopt the values and so on of the host nation. The fact is, in Britain now, we have a multicultural society, but it's one in which people do worry about the degrees of integration, and that goes into a lot of different policies to do with education, for example. As I say, there are no simple answers.
And what do young people think are the most important values for the future?
Well, I don't know whether they think in terms of values for the future. The things that they worry about are whether the economic challenges that come from globalization, whether the security threats from terrorism, whether the threats from climate change and so on can be addressed. They have to be addressed, they recognize, by collective action, and it's collective action not at the level of a single state, but the collective action of Europe and more widely.
How important do you feel that the role of Christianity is in Europe in helping to promote peaceful coexistence among, as you say, this increasingly multicultural and multi-ethnic society, namely, shall we say, that Christian duty to welcome the stranger in our midst?
Yes, I think that's hugely important. I think the churches in both our countries do have an important role in reminding people of our Christian heritage and of the values that go with it, and the way that those values are translated into how you treat outsiders. And as I said earlier, these are outsiders which our economy needs, and so we should be welcoming them in. Of course, there are challenges, but there are challenges that can only be properly addressed if we hold close to the values that our religions teach us. That doesn't mean that Christianity is the only religion, of course, that is valid. We need to recognise the values that Muslims and others have, and they're very similar, in fact. I mean, I've spent a lot of my time in the Islamic world, and there's no reason, as we have seen throughout history, why Christians and Muslims can't live perfectly peacefully alongside each other, respecting each other's religions and values.
So when it comes to Europe's Christian roots, do you feel that these in some ways should still be considered the building blocks of this continent? You remember that when there was came to writing the European Constitution, there was a very strong move by the churches, particularly the Catholic Church, for this reference, which wasn't actually in the end incorporated.
I think most people in our societies want to and have no trouble in recognising the Christian roots of their culture. But that doesn't mean to say that it's the only factor when you're describing the religious or other makeup of your society. I don't think, as I say, if you look at the results of the opinion poll, I don't think religion as such is something that really worries young people in either Italy or the UK at the moment.
Nonetheless, both societies, of course, are seeing increasing secularism. Do you think that is a threat?
I think it's a fact. We just have to take account of it. But that doesn't mean that, I mean, it depends how you define secularism. I mean, falling attendance at church doesn't mean that people are necessarily moving away from what some of us would describe as Christian values. Perhaps there are many other ways of propagating Christian belief and Christian values. You don't just have to measure it by attendance in the formal ceremonies that the church has.
Coming to the relationship between Europe and America, do you think there has been a shift in this relationship? I mean, many people see that, as I say, there is an increasing cultural divergence because, as you say, Europe is going down the path of growing secularism, whilst in the US there's still a strong sense of religion.
Yes, I think that is an important difference. I think the rise of the sort of Christian fundamentalist right is a factor that has affected US policy, and it's not a phenomenon on the whole that one sees in Europe. But I think that's a relatively minor factor compared to all the common values and common interests that both sides of the Atlantic have and will continue to have for the foreseeable future.
The Pontignano Conference was co-chaired by Chris Patton, former EU Commissioner and now Chancellor of the University of Oxford. A practicing Catholic, Patton spells out what role he believes the Church should play in today's society.
I think that a vital role of the churches is to encourage respect between different groups, is to help different groups to live tolerantly side by side. I think at the intellectual level, interfaith dialogue is extremely important. Maybe it's even more crucial to have churches, parishes working at the grassroots to promote better relations between different groups. It's complicated by the fact, I think, that in Britain, for example, a large amount of church attendance in some parts of the country is migrant groups, is Poles, is Filipinas and so on, who make up a large part of the congregation in some of our churches.
That was Chris Patton, Chancellor of the University of Oxford and former EU Commissioner. And earlier you heard the voice of Edward Chaplin, British Ambassador to Italy. In Islam, oh, enough.